Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 6 for Saturday, June the 6th, 2020. And we're almost a week into this thing. Hard to believe. Feels like it just started. And I hope you are all doing well. I'm doing really well here. I've actually been listening to a lot of Audio Mo's today. I mentioned the other day that I use Huffduffer to add things to that I might want to listen to, and it'll come up as a podcast. And I think it was Bernie Goldbach had responded to it and mentioned that you can also make a search on Huffduffer, and whatever you search for will make an RSS feed. So if you post stuff using Huffduffer, if you post Audio Mo stuff to there and use the tag Audio Mo, it'll show up in the search result. And a lot of people, I don't know, I've been doing it a little bit. I know he's been doing it. I don't know if anyone else has. But we've ended up with a lot of stuff over there. I don't think everything is over there. And not everything seems to work. Not all websites seem to work. But there's been a lot of stuff over there, and I've heard a lot of different people's posts who I might not otherwise listen to, just because there's so many people posting, it's hard to keep track of everyone. So take a look at huffduffer.com, and that's a really good place to listen to stuff. Obviously, the definitive way is still to use the Twitter search, because everybody's going to be in there. But it's pretty cool. But really want to talk about a couple of TV shows that I just started watching. The first is Space Force. And I don't know if it came out this week or last week, but it's a comedy series about the new satiric look at the new Space Force in the United States. And it's created by Steve Carell and Greg Daniels, both of which famous for working on The Office. And I was a big fan of The Office. So I watched the first episode, actually just before posting this, and I really liked it. I thought it was really funny. Really, really enjoyed it. And Steve Carell I always like in things. So, and for those of you who use this, it does have audio description, as you know, does most Netflix things. And so I would highly recommend checking it out. I can't speak to anything beyond the first episode, but I did enjoy the first episode, and I'm probably going to watch the next episode after finishing this up. And the other thing I wanted to mention, this is something that I've heard discussed on various podcasts and stuff for the last month or so. Well, it's kind of died down now, but it is the it's called The Last Dance, and it's a documentary all about Michael Jordan, and I think primarily Michael Jordan, but also focusing on the kind of 90s era Chicago Bulls and all those people. And it's something that I did not expect to have any interest in, because I don't really follow sports. I don't really have anything against them. I've never really been much of a sports person. But occasionally, sometimes things about sports I do find interesting, and this is no exception. It seems like it's a really good, really interesting documentary. You get a lot of interviews from lots of different people, and really is interesting. It's a lot more interesting than I thought. Even if you don't have any interest in basketball or Michael Jordan, it might be worth checking it out. Now, it airs in different places depending on where you are in the world. Here in Canada, it is on Netflix, and it does also have audio description, which is nice, because I don't know in the U.S. if it does or not, because the U.S., it aired on ESPN, and I think some related channels. So, I don't know if it had audio description there or not. Hopefully it does. For people who use that. Because I think there are times where where the description does definitely help. All right, well, that's mainly what I wanted to talk about today, those two shows. And, yeah, so hope everyone's doing well, and I will be back with more tomorrow.